Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 242, part 2, the conclusion to Suffering and Sympathy. Today is Sunday, April 15th, 2012.
Now, maybe there's someone out there that can barely hold their head up because of the shame of your own thoughts. Come meet Jesus, who suffered being tempted. He suffered for you! He knows all about hell's dogs. And he has full sympathy for you. Says, who his own self bare our sins in his body on a tree. So he was tempted by circumstances. Poverty. Poverty is a temptation, isn't it? Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. He can sympathize with the homeless. Do you think Jesus sees those homeless out there? I do. Who do you think is causing shelters to open up and God's blessing food ministries? Look at this ministry, the food it's blessed with. Take a look. Who do you suppose is bringing in all of that food? And it says in one part of the Bible, being wearied, he sat thus on the well. Weariness has temptations, doesn't it? When you just get weary, and you're weary in your heart, and weary in your mind. Soul sickness sets in, and you're just so weary, so tired. So weary people can complain too, can't they? Weary people can stop doing well very easily. They can say, oh, to H with it. Can't they? Have you ever said that? Have you ever said that? To hell with it? What's wrong? You've wearied of doing well, and so you say to hell with everything. That's a strange place. Hell's waiting for you to say that. Did you know that? Weary people can be unloving. They are tempted to be impatient, to give up, to give in, to give out. Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so sick and tired. I'm tired and sick and sick and tired and sick and tired and sick and sick and sick and tired. I'm tired and sick, huh? Oh, I just feel like throwing the towel in. Well, there is a remedy. Godly anger just gets so mad you're just going to do the thing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I don't care how dog-eared and how tired you are, preacher. Go ahead and do it. There's satisfaction in going through. Especially when you got a whole blobs of flesh watching you to go down. Hallelujah. Count on the Lord and move ahead. Glory. I pray the grace of God never gets me that way that I say to hell with it all. Too much fun being saved as far as I'm concerned. Glory. There was no challenge. Was no war. There'd be no victories. Sure, you get battle weary once in a while. As soon as you get out of it, though, you get a hankering and an aching to get back into it again, don't you? How'd you like to be sitting out in the suburbs right now? Oh, glory, I'm glad I'm not out there. Huh? A whole bunch of bored babies? Say amen, somebody. Nope, said it and I'm glad. Not getting any support anyway, might as well just let fly. Glory. Oh, I'm excited. Glory to God, I'm so excited, I'm going on, hallelujah. Oh, Jim, I hope we go down there and fill that truck up tomorrow. To overflowing. God, fill it up. I'm getting mad. I want to move on. I'm tired of being weary. Aren't you? Well, you get weary once in a while, don't you? Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, don't talk to yourself like that. Man, I just feel like throwing the towel in. Yeah, we all feel that way. Anyway, he had patience with his disciples when they fell asleep in the garden. Man, they were laying there belly up, drawing flies. Huh? Are you weary? Have you ever been tempted? Have you ever suffered temptation? Of course you have. Says he suffered from his mother. Oh, he is beside himself in the original. He's crazy. My son is crazy. He's beside himself. And then Peter grieved him. Thomas doubted him. John desired fire on him. Throw fire on him! And then we have the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Oh, weren't they fierce foes? The religious people of the day. The spiritual ones of that day. Bible says people hated him without a cause. Wouldn't that make you weary? Come on. He even cried out from the cross, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Come on now. Why now? Why hast thou forsaken me? Well, you say, what would be the fruit of all this? The fruit is, although that he suffered not in vain. For it says he was made perfect through his sufferings and fitted for his solemn office of the high priest Melchizedek, interceding for us forever. The understand priest. The I understand priest. I want someone to minister to me that understands. I don't care where they've been, what their life has been. I want somebody that knows, that has suffered. So now we can be comforted by the Holy Spirit, which was sent to do just that. To comfort you. And we can never be comforted unless we have been comforted ourselves. Now maybe you're going through one tremendous trauma in your life. Oh, God will turn that around and you'll be able to use it. It seems like everybody of the like sickness will come your way and that like affliction will come your way. And you can say, I totally understand. To the best that's within me, I understand your situation. Not exactly what you're going through, but at least I have an understanding from going through myself. It takes a widow to comfort a widow. It takes an ex-con to minister to a con. It takes an ex-prostitute to know what a prostitute is going through. It takes a thief to know a thief, to minister to a thief. It takes one to know one, right? Even the world says that. Takes one to know one. That's true. Even the world sings, oh, it takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Oh, it takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. No, because you'll die worrying before long. Listen, anyway, the Lord obtained a blessing from suffering temptation, and you may do the same. Because you see, the suffering saints rejoice in your suffering. You'll be able to comfort others when you're delivered, when you're taken through. Go, God, go through! Suffer the anguish and go through! Get mad at the devil! Go through that thing! Don't get dismayed with their faces! Go through, preacher! Go on through it! Whoever said it was going to be easy? Well, I'll tell you one thing, it'll be exciting. Easy is not exciting. Easy is easy. You hear a song like that? Taking it easy? Now listen, maybe you're listening on the radio and I'm talking about being tempted here. Let me fall into that for a minute. Temptation to sin is no sin. No matter how horrible that temptation may be or how perverted. Stop repenting of temptation!
Oh God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for that thought. And I thought this and I thought that. And I heard a woman give a testimony one time. And I thought, well, maybe I should feel that way. This is when I first got saved. She says, a neighbor was mowing the grass and this mower makes the most noise. And I went outside and I must confess, I wish that their mower would break down. I feel so terrible. And she just fell on her knees. God, forgive me. Ah! And I thought, well, that's kind of neat. I thought, why don't I feel like that? Maybe, must be something wrong with me. I don't feel that way. I probably would have went over and took a shotgun and blew the thing up and said, there, praise God, that noise has stopped. The whole neighborhood's going to rejoice now. No, but you see what I mean? Thought there was something wrong with me. Maybe there is. I don't know. I'll have to find out later on. I don't know. But she just actually cried and bawled. I thought, oh, how religious she is. What a wonderful, just for thinking that thought. Can you imagine? There are people like that. I was one of them for a while until I pertinently went crazier. Huh? Worrying about what people might think. Who cares? They have very small brains. They don't think that much anyway. Say amen, somebody. You don't give yourself credit for too much. Who cares? Say amen, somebody. Well, don't we worry about that? Don't we? I wonder what they're saying now. They're probably worried about an ingrown toenail or something. Probably not even thinking about you. It can't hold people's attention too long, don't you know that? Jesus even said, you have eyes, can't you see? You have ears, can't you hear? No. Temptation does not show any displeasure on God's part. No. He permitted His only begotten Son to be tempted on all points. At Jesus' baptism, He said, this is my beloved Son. And yet, the very next hour, that Son was led off of the Spirit into the wilderness to be what? Tempted of the devil. Where do you think the Lord's Prayer came? Teach us how to pray. Pray, Lord, lead us not into temptation. So who leads you into temptation? I didn't say He tempted you. You are led into it. God's loved ones are led into it so they have an experience with being tempted. It's not sin to be tempted. Are you hearing this? So many people, that's where they falter and fall right there with the thought of that thing, and they plague themselves with it and that perverted thought, and they plague and nag and drive themselves crazy till they just do the thing to get it over with. So they're just saying, well, that's just the devil and the flesh, and let's just go on. Now, you know what this shows? It shows divine favor to be tempted. Getting kind of quiet in here. It leaves no doubt whatsoever of your being the Son of God. Now, I go back to what I just said. When you were tempted for, you were saved, you say, whoa, I'm tempted. I'm going to go out and do it. I'm going to go do this and that, and I'm going to have a ball. I won't remember what I did, but I'll know I had fun. Huh. It's only when you suffer with it that you know whence you're coming. Well, if Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was tempted, why not you? Are you greater than God? But also, temptation need not lead to any evil consequences in any case.
Because the Bible says His grace is sufficient. He makes a way where there seemeth to be no way. Quick, over here, come on. There's a side door opening. Come on over this way. But anyway, let no temptation lead you to despair. Do you ever fall into despair? I mean, in your play with your mind, you say, "Oh God, I don't want to cuss God out," and you cuss God, and you're worried about what the blaspheming the Holy Spirit is. You ever fall into that one when you first got saved? How many fallen into that? And they read that scripture, and they just turned all white in their face, and their lips got all white, and everything. And they sat there, and then they just sort of like tempt themselves. But I wonder what that is. Blasphemy. Holy Spirit. Wonder what that is. And then they play with their mind a little bit, and then they cuss God out. And they swear at God. Oh, I got to stop doing that. Oh, huh? I know I'm talking to somebody out there. I can't be the only weirdo in the world. Say amen, somebody. Don't let it lead you to despair. Jesus did not despair, and don't you. It says, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Bible says you are a member of His body. Listen, when the head wins a victory, the whole body shares in the triumph. Because it says, I live, ye shall live also. We shall live because He overcame and He is alive. Therefore, we are alive in Christ. So, yes, we will live no matter. No matter how filthy this old world gets, we'll live. No matter how insane it goes, we'll live, because like I said, we'll live because He lives. Isn't there a song, "Because He Lives, I Live Also"? I will see tomorrow, or something like that. But oh, how we avoid people that have problems, burden people, cast down people. Well, they drag us down, I hear someone say. Well, do you think them then to be stupid? Do you think them then to be silly and foolish and why don't you claim your way out? Is that what you think? Do you think they're foolish to have such idle fears? Do they get on your nerves? Do they? I know one thing about Jesus. He never overdrives a lame sheep. He sets the bone and He carries the sheep upon His shoulders. I think we need to develop more friendship, more compassion. More love that suffers long. Why? Why in closing up His message? Because we have a high priest, Jesus, that understands. He can enter into your mourning. Teach us, Lord, how to be compassionate. Help us not to turn our heads away from the cold and hungry and homeless, the depressed, the despondent, those that are in despair, those with soul sickness, the afflicted people. Show us how to pray and how to seek and how to find Your perfect will. But also Jesus has the disposition to aid people. You know how He obtained it? By going through. And you know how He went through? He went through suffering. See, the man that has seen affliction when he is blessed of God has a disposition to cheer them that are afflicted. Do you see the cold and the hungry and the homeless and say, "Oh, we must help these people. They are cold and hungry," and then you go home and it's nice and warm in the house and you say, "Oh, it's not so cold after all. Please pass me another hot raisin cake and some more tea." Oh, listen, Christian, stop stamping your little prosperity feet out there. We're in trouble. We are so cold and so calculating and spiritually blind many times to the needs of people. And then he also has that special ability. It says he is able to secure aid, it's talking about, them that are tempted. I think that some folks have absolutely, positively, no discernment whatsoever. They can't comfort or they can't understand because they have had very little trials themselves. They even pour vinegar and salt into the wounds of the afflicted. I think sometimes people ought to pray before they open up their mouths. Don't be a clown at the wrong time. Clowns are fine at times. But learn how to keep your mouth shut. You're cheering up at a minimum as far as clowning goes when someone is soul sick. How many of you heard this message tonight? Maybe you're out there and you're weary. The Bible says heavy laden. Maybe you have a burden for someone. Do you stay away until you are a little comforted? Don't do that. Don't do that. Come just as you are. Come to Jesus. He knows how to sympathize. Where else can you go anyway with soul sickness? Who else would understand? Men know nothing. Who can help a soul like you? Come to the fountain. If you can't come as a saint, then come as a sinner not saved. The Bible says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Come unsaved, come now. Come suffering saints, come now. Maybe there's someone out there on the radio that needs to come to Christ. Well, just admit you're a sinner. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. That's all it is. Admit that you need a Savior. Dear Lord Jesus, is all you have to pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Come into my heart and save me. Now, Lord Jesus, baptize and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Let me praise you with a new language. Amen. See, it's the simplicity of the gospel, and it's a realistic view of the gospel that's more powerful than any two-edged sword. You can learn until you just come to the point of being a total nitwit. Always learning and never coming to know Jesus Christ, because the only way you'll know him is to know him through suffering. The only way you'll gain a ministry is through suffering. The only way you'll gain character is going through. Like I said before, maybe you'll lose your reputation somewhere along the way, but you'll sure be a character in God. Did you hear this message tonight? I hope so. I hope you heard it. There's so much unrealism out there, so much phonyism going on out there. Nobody really dealing with the issues. There's a whole lot of division, and there's a whole lot of division coming on too. Better believe it. Why is that? Because people just don't want to get into it. Pass the hot raisin cakes. It's not so bad out there after all. Praise God. And praise God for this ministry and this challenge that we have down here. Oh boy. That challenge that's before us. You realize what a privilege it is to be where the challenge is? Listen, I am so privileged to be where the challenge is. Where the challenge is! You want to be all suited up with armor and everything and go out there in an empty field, huh? Just sort of look around, gear on and everything, you know what I mean? Huh? No, you're all geared up for battle. Huh? What do you have on? The full armor of God. So lay back in a rose field and go to sleep? And rust there? Like the Tin Man and the Wizard of Oz? Huh? No, you have on the full armor of God because you've been called into active duty. Right? It's really exciting, isn't it? I know there's a lot of people who don't think that's exciting. To me, it is exciting to be up front where there's a challenge. Well, a person asked me, well, what do you get out of this? I says, I get the challenge out of it. Is it challenging? It's a challenge. I mean, what good is a war without two boxers getting in the ring? Doesn't the other one challenge the other one? Huh? What if he just sat on his stool over in the corner and smiled at him? Huh? No. He wants, come on, get up. Come on, come on, come on, huh? Huh? Don't you want a challenge? I want a challenge. Praise God. I want a challenge. Don't you, Jim? Don't you want a challenge? Sure you do. Tore that engine apart today. That was a challenge, wasn't it? And what did he find? Gaskets. Was it a crack in the gasket or something? A little crack in the gasket. What do you think of that? Hardly anything at all, but it was a challenge to pull that engine down again for the third time, right? I mean, you know, you tore it down a couple times now and tore it down again. What was the challenge? Oh, man, you hated it when you first started out. Oh, here we go again, wrenching off these heads and taking them apart. Praise God, challenge paid off. A couple of nasty gaskets inside. 15 or 20 cents, right, Mick? Add a dollar or two here or there. Lord, I want to thank you for the challenge that has been set before us here. And that we may be found faithful, Lord. Help us. And we just want to praise you, Lord, for taking us through and helping us with the finances down here, in the poverty area down here, God. We are so excited to do your work down here. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining Pastor Paul's podcast. That was the conclusion to episode 242. That was part two to Suffering and Sympathy. Be sure to join us every week for Pastor Paul's podcast. Part one is on Friday. Part two is on Sunday. Next Friday's message, Eternal Life. Have a great week. God bless you.